Show.
Topsy, part two.
Now listen, I just saw you do a handstand on your skateboard. I saw you direct...
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I can't even say them all. Play the drums. Where did you get all this sort of, I guess, mostly... a feeling of limitless. In other words, not feeling limited.
What?
Where did you get that?
Duh.
That is a network news reporter.
Right.
Her name, Ann Curry. She will fascinate you. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Here are our phone numbers as we are talking about a very sensitive and delicate mail-related subject.
Raw,
and,
even.
I will tell you that you can weigh in on this, but remember, if you're going to call in on this particular subject, please adhere to the rules that we have.
Yeah,
I think you've
careful.
Listened long enough, and you know what we're what pressure we are under by the FCC.
Be
so please be aware of that. 877-365-3636. A lot of people are calling, and
sure.
we've hit a nerve here. Like having you guys
people
around.
Like
this
sex.
Let's go to Anthony.
Not everybody.
Don't judge us, Buzz.
I hate to go out on a limb.
Anthony, you're in your car. What can we do for you, Anthony?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. First of all, Mr. O'Mara, love the new show. Love the new show.
Should I go to the other bank, Rob, to take all these calls?
No, I think we're okay now.
I think it's
okay.
His car.
Thank you very much, Anthony. We appreciate it.
Yeah, so big old Dukes, you guys are 30 and 29, right?
Yes.
Dude, I'm almost 38, man, and I do, you know, my wife understands I need my special time, but she's, like, constantly, you know, she doesn't complain about it. I keep her smiling, but, man, she's, like, having to fight me off on a regular basis.
All right, hang up and
you're
listen to that.
You're effing Hugh Jackman, sir. Jesus Christ.
Now, here's the deal. I understand that there are two schools of thought on this, but I have to agree with it was either Oscar or Chad. We were talking during the break. I also think that it's very, very common in our society right now for guys to get on, the radio or go to a media or talk among their friends. And I realize that I'm like running words together right now.
You're doing fine
because it's vodka.
I didn't notice.
Okay?
I'll help you out. You're doing
Sir,
fine.
Am I okay? That in our society, that's what guys are supposed to say.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I can never get enough. And the fact is, when you're talking about being with oneself.
Uh-huh.
That, yes, we admit that's a lazy type of thing,
sure.
But also you're not always thinking about it. It's the way some men are programmed. And to just not acknowledge that guys like that exist, guys like me, that it's not all the time, I think is dishonest.
I'm not saying they don't exist, and certainly I enjoy that alone time as much as anybody, and I'm not making any claims about myself or my activities. I'm just saying that there's a unique sensation with a woman that is virtually impossible to replicate.
I agree with Buzz, and also I have to throw this out, because these guys are not married.
And I'm not either.
And you're not either,
right.
And I've been married for a really, really long time.
I know you have. I know you have.
And it's
and if you want to bring it to that, I mean, I want to add on to that whole marriage
thing,
to me
it has something to do, and I hate to gay it up almost or make it
jive. Don't, because it's legit.
But it's a certain amount of companionship.
Right.
And bonding.
And it's an elevate. What it becomes is an intellectually elevated.
Exactly.
Where we are evolved.
You feel connected.
Because I know guys that are not married, that are not involved with women, and they, you know, they notch the belt, they play the field, and the fact is you have to throw out the complete reliance on sex in a relationship if you are going to stay with somebody for a long time.
God knows that's true.
Look, and I might be wrong, really, because you know what? Frankly, I haven't been married that long in my life to know whether it's true or not.
If you add up your marriages.
But I really do believe that you get the people that say, oh, man, it's 35 years and I just can't keep my hands on her. I think that is, in many cases,
I would think
not
it would
all
have
of them.
To be.
I mean, it's BS.
Of course. If you talk about it, I think if you're at a bragging level about it,
right.
You're making up for something that doesn't exist.
But everybody's different, and there are different levels of intimacy. But I also think these guys that all say, you know, it might have been Chad that talked about it, being the, I'm the tab. The tab can.
Yeah.
And why did I use tab?
Tab can.
It's a tab can.
Wow.
Pringles Diet can. Pepsi can. Pringles can.
Tab.
What did you say? Shut up, Chad. what did you say, Buzz?
I was going to say that for me, and I'd like to know if anybody else feels the same way, there's a satisfaction that comes from the act with a woman that doesn't come from the act by myself. That to me, it's just a notch better.
I agree, but I mean,
and you draw some satisfaction from seeing pleasure in others.
But also, yes, there is a convenience
island.
There is a convenience when one is with
able.
Oneself that cannot be duplicated, because you can completely control the visual environment that you're dealing with.
Yeah. Gentlemen, by intellectual, do you mean you guys are doing fractions together?
No. Say you're when I'm talking
going halfway.
About, you know, I shouldn't have said intellectual, Chad. I should have said cerebral.
Okay. It becomes emotional.
It becomes emotional. It becomes something where the sex is over here, but you've been with this person. You've made that decision. This is my companion.
Bond.
For whatever the reason is, you're madly in love. This is your soulmate. Whatever.
Well,
you raise it to a level. A lot of people want to get in on this, guys. Let me take a phone call here.
All right.
This is Mike in Maine. Mike, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How you doing?
Doing great, Mike. Love the new show.
Thank you very much.
Awesome. It's like taking your wife out for a nice steak dinner.
Uh-huh.
You like to go out and have that nice steak dinner, but it's a lot of work to get dressed up to go out there.
Sure, I agree.
You're better off sometimes just to go through the drive-thru at McDonald's. It's not great, but it gets the job done.
I agree.
Yeah, but you always occasionally like to have
nobody
the steak
wants
dinner
a
too,
steak
though, right?
dinner at Chart House every night.
Not
nobody
every night.
Wants that.
That's
no.
true. That's right. But I spotted some skepticism on your part, Chad, about the joy and pleasure that Rob was talking about in giving pleasure to others. Sometimes
I don't care about that.
I know.
Not at all.
But see,
seriously.
I think you're missing.
No. Wait a minute. I think I'm calling foul on you there.
No. Listen
that's
to me.
That's not true.
But listen to
you
me.
Don't give a that can't
you
be
give
true.
Pleasure for 5 hours every weekday.
Yeah. Now hold on a second.
Thank you
care, you know, you're a radio personality. You
yes.
care about what people think.
Yes.
You want to please. That's why you're in this business. You cannot tell me that you're with a woman sometimes and you would not like to have a at the end of everything, hey, you know, that was really, really
wow.
good.
Yeah.
Even
Come
if you're
on.
Being honest, you're cheating yourself because you obviously
Looking
don't
at Chad and thinking he's
you obviously don't know how hot it can be for you personally to push somebody over
how
the top.
Hot.
Oh,
exactly.
I swear to
when
God,
you take
I like
that,
you, you little hump.
Let him answer.
When you take that tape off her mouth and the first word she says is thank you.
No. Here's why I don't care.
Right.
Because I know that there's girls that I've banged horribly, and they've said, wow, that's the best ever. And I know they're lying.
Mm-hmm.
So when I bang a chick, regardless of what she says afterwards, I don't believe what she says. So she says that was terrible. I'm like, no, that was about average. If she says that was amazing, I say, no, that was about average. So at some point along, I agree with you guys. If you're with a chick long enough, you have compatibility. Thank you, Rob. You want to be with her. I love my chick. I want to be with her forever. But we've had sex 10,000 times.
All right.
This week.
This week alone.
Now we're bragging. And let me, can I just make a little note?
Years.
Little notation to programmers around the country, all right? Major networks, you know, I know we're all under contract here. We're not going to give any details. But I'd like to point out that this kind of dialogue can be had on your radio station for the small sum of $11 million. Thank you very much.
Right. I'm a board-certified guy that comes from a medical family, so you almost have a doctor here.
I got a doctor. I come from a medical family as well.
Oscar Santana's story, almost a doctor.
I've played doctor a lot.
Scott from Sacramento, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How you doing?
Hey, I agree with Chad and them because
Oscar.
I've been with them. I've been with my girlfriend for over 4 years, and she wants it.
How old are you?
24.
And she wants it, right? And then sometimes you just want to play your games and watch your NBA playoffs and go to bed.
That's right. I can, you know, it's like with her. I mean, I love it. It's great when we're doing it.
Of course.
But I can spend 5 minutes... Get done,
and then go back to another
Xbox.
Game. Yeah,
I think.
But does it
off,
totally? It doesn't. But it's still the thing. Is it can't totally replace it.
But Rob,
it can
here's
help
the deal.
It can
here's
offset it.
Don't you feel also all of the media we get, all of society's pressure? There's an amazing little box we are all supposed to, pardon the pun.
Easy. What are you doing?
There is a
That's
little box we're supposed to fit into. We're all supposed to.
See?
This is what I tell everybody on this show about politics, about media, about consumerism, everything we are supposed to do. Be aware of how conditioned we are to do things.
Sure.
How propagandized we are in this country. You're supposed to do this, all right? You're supposed to get married. You're supposed to have a kid. You're supposed to desire your woman on an average of 2 nights a week.
2.3
You're supposed to buy the car. You're supposed to buy the house. And you're talking about things that people do that in the large scale of things don't necessarily make them happy.
Right.
It doesn't always work that way.
Speaking of supposed to. Think about it, and for all the guys out there, think about this. The times that you haven't been drunk and had sex and you pass out and everyone's like, oh, what a crazy night. Think about the times that you've been sober and had sex and how awkward it is afterwards. You're like, oh, what do we do now?
I love
you
that.
Know, do,
Do you love that, Buzz?
Do I leave? Do I hold her? Do we buy lunch? Do I order dinner? What do you want to do? That is the worst. We haven't had, Chad and I haven't had sober sex in 3 years.
What do you do? No, wait, wait, hold on. They're going to isolate that. We haven't had sober sex with chicks in 3 years.
Thank you.
Awesome. What is the first thing you do?
I am a gay American.
Exactly. You have sex with a chick. I get up and I take a shower because I'm a mess.
Yes.
When I use a tube sock when I'm done with myself, okay? Yeah. Think about that.
You throw in the corner.
You throw in the corner. I'll pick that up later and I'm right back to Gears of War.
Absolutely.
Well,
exactly.
There was a word that was mentioned earlier in this discussion, and that was lazy, and there is the lazy factor.
I'm the laziest guy on the planet.
Sexually lazy, and that is something that hasn't even been addressed here, and you're talking, I mean, sexually.
Next time on Oprah.
Oh, my, no, I swear to God, I am. I freely admit it. You know what you want to talk about? It's the ultimate laziness.
Clean up, you got to make sure they're okay.
It's the ultimate lazy.
Do you need anything else?
Chris Rock, scream real loud. Nobody can hear you. Right. That's exactly true.
Are you thirsty?
Maybe I'm so far removed from it now.
Scott, or maybe you just afraid of getting caught. Let's go to Scott. Scott, you're on the Mike O'Mara show.
Hello, gentlemen and BA.
She's not in the room right now. We all feel a little more comfortable about that. What can we do for you, Scott?
Well, just chiming in on this fabulous topic. Fabulous. I kind of agree with some of the guys as far as
That's good. So your odds are 1 in 6. Thank you so much.
Well, he doesn't agree with everybody, just some of them.
Right.
Well, no, but in my case, I would choose to pleasure myself and not deal with the, the BS that comes along with dating.
Thank you. Appreciate the call, Scott. Let's go to Rich in Glen Burnie.
Nice phone.
Rich, you are on the air.
How you doing, guys?
We're doing great, Rich. What can we do for you?
Well, I'd like to comment on the subject at hand.
Literally.
Unfortunately.
Don't choke.
Hey, this is not Big O and Dick's joke. I can do stick. Anyway.
What did he mean by
what's
that?
Shtick.
You meant shtick, sir.
I didn't.
We have a no shtick policy.
Hold on. We have a no shtick policy.
I thought he was saying something that might offend Oscar.
The great unwashed have a tendency to call it stick.
All right.
Oh, you're referring to him as his racial slur.
Yes.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I see where you're at. We're right here like this, Mike.
Shocker, I'm the only Latin guy, and I'm only guy making drinks.
What are you doing, Mike? What are you doing?
Mike's coming over to my side.
Mike is doing some stick.
Rich. All right, Rich. So stick, yes. What are your thoughts on this issue?
Well, unfortunately for me, it's become a matter of necessity. I've been married 22 years ago, and probably about 10 years ago, my wife had surgery, and she has, like, completely lost all interest.
All right, you know what, Rich? I want you to hang up and listen, because this moves it into another arena that Rob kind of brought up there temporarily.
Do you think he did the surgery on his wife?
and you know what? During the break, I brought this up, and I said, I'm not going to talk about this, while I'm on the air. But, I am going to talk about it, because it's a very real fact about the way men are programmed. I believe that the way we're programmed, you will behave a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
The way society expects you to behave is a totally different way as far as a guy. You get married, you're in love, and I'm all for monogamy. I think that's fine. But as far as the way we are programmed, I think if you're talking about basic animal needs and desires, guys are programmed the way I think it might have been Kurt Russell. I heard him talk about it one time, where we're animals. And you know what?
Yep.
You, what's the old joke where it says, let's run down there and do that cow?
Right.
And the father says, let's walk down and do them all.
Right.
The father, by the way, was a cow.
It wasn't
like a boy and a man.
It was a steer, and that might have been the vodka, too, as well. But you're talking about the way guys are programmed.
Sure.
And when I talk about elevating it to a more cerebral, you do, at a certain point, have to take the sex and throw it away. And when I hear a guy call and say, I've been married for 23 years, she's not interested anymore. Well, women, I think, in that regard, might be the same as men. You've been with the same person.
Mm-hmm.
The whole idea, and I could be totally wrong because I'm not a doctor. I'm not a sexual therapist.
I think we are programmed that
way. We're programmed to see someone and have that initial sexual attraction that is overwhelming.
Yeah.
And everybody knows this. I mean, can you go back and say that, in the first week where you dated somebody, where you have a girlfriend or you met your wife, that you've achieved a sexual excitement since then, since, say, after the first week or two, that is comparable to anything you had? Maybe because you try something different, but really that initial that initial feeling, there's nothing that describes, you know, that gets you
my
more excited.
My wedding night.
That's it, Rob?
That's it.
Let's go.
No, but you're right. What's new is new. What's old is old.
Yeah, I didn't mean to cheapen it with the stick.
And you know
but
what?
You're right. You are right.
Let's go to Ben in Virginia. Ben, you're on the show. My stick. God, the time. Time's flying when you're drinking and talking
Some
about
fine
sex.
Fine stick, Andy.
What can we do for you, Ben?
What's up?
That's what they
sorry.
Do on their show.
Sorry,
now, that
sorry.
Pisses me off.
Sorry, Mike.
I've had some drinks, and he hung up.
We were feeling a little comfortable.
This is a strategy.
We'll go back in our corner.
This is a strategy. Hey, because they have to move us all out.
5 hours is not enough.
I have news for you. You know what? They want to move us all out. And you know what? At this point in time, I say fine.
For those of you, those of you, Mike and Buzz and Rob fans that are mad that we're here now, they will be doing our entire show on Monday.
All right.
All three.
You know something really?
Don't wait for me.
When I thought about like switching, and that's a really crappy idea. let's go to Greg in Spokane. Greg, you're on the air.
Hey. Well, I'll tell you, I've combined my love of Xbox and my sexual relationship.
Hear about it. Wow.
My girlfriend is Lara Croft.
All right.
Thanks so much for the call.
One of
I appreciate that.
Stick.
All right. On that note, hold on to your calls. We are going to take more calls on this particular subject, but it is very important to get the Hollywood news of the day
because
that's exactly what we do. Unless you want to give it up and we'll talk more sex.
Yeah, give it up, Buzz.
I'm happy to. I yield the floor.
Come on.
It's that easily done.
No, come on, Mike.
This is a good topic. I never want to change the subject from sex.
When I said give it up, I meant like give it up to all of us.
We're going to get Beth Ann to come in and call an audible. Beth Ann McBride, come in here.
We need an objective opinion.
An objective because really we are not objective in this studio.
Buzz, hold up with your hand how many times? A week.
How many times a week? Yeah. You mean by myself?
No,
or...
not with your wife, not with anyone else.
Beth Ann, please to make an audible call on going to the Hollywood Hot Sheet or taking the thousands of calls that want to talk about this particular subject.
It's been better.
What's
but
that?
I've already canceled your next guest.
Next guest is done.
Okay, very good.
Hold on,
so we could do the Hollywood Hot Sheet and then get back to this subject, or we cancel everything and talk about
subject.
Sex for the rest of the show.
They'll wait.
Yeah,
those idiots will wait.
What is the answer?
Subject.
Okay, very good.
It's been better, but right now I'd say the average is 3 times
a week?
Per week with my wife, yes.
I think the listeners might agree with us also on this. So yes. Hollywood Hot Sheet will hold till Monday.
Buzz, fine. Do you punish your wife 3 times a week still?
Yes, please.
Wow.
That's
how
terrific.
Many times do you punish yourself?
We've been busy lately, but if possible, otherwise daily.
More relevant question to the matter. When was the last time?
By myself.
Yes.
Yesterday.
Oscar.
Oh, Jesus.
Be honest.
Yesterday, but there's a whole thing with me. I average about 4 a day.
The days
Rob Spiewak.
4 a day.
Yesterday.
Chad.
8 a.m.
8 a.m.
That's how I wake up, man.
Okay, right. I lied. 7:30. I didn't want to be a perv.
Still came in second.
You knew it. You knew right
I knew
away.
It. Yeah. I knew you were
That's
lying.
That's how I woke up.
You
well,
guys want to
just say something?
You want to know my answer?
Yeah.
Yes, please.
We're going to take a short break.
That's called a tease, everybody.
I love my life.
That man's a professional.
We are going to come back with more of this topic.
More stick.
I am told that we can't say certain words, but Rob, I think we're dancing around it very
nicely. We're doing just fine.
The callers are being very respectful. If you would like to get involved in this discussion, we've blown out a guest about this. So call us at 877-365-3636, and we'll chat more about this wonderful offhand topic right after these messages.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.